We've made it our way of doing things at New Beginnings. At the first Sunday of every month, we would not have a formal sermon because of the Sunday school time. Our time is shorter, but we try to get people to share their testimony and things God is doing in their lives or has done in their lives as a way to bring honor and glory to Him. And we've been blessed to have Alice and Larry join us at New Beginnings. That encourages us, and I asked Larry if he'd be willing to share, and with some reluctance, he said he would, but I said, it's all about the Lord, and he knows that, and so come on up, Larry, and we're going to just pray for you, and we'll see what God has to say in and through you. So we're just thankful for you and Alice. Lord, we just thank you for Larry and Alice and for their lives, and that you brought them here to New Beginnings, Lord. Thank you for their encouragement, and we pray we can encourage them as well. Now I pray a peace over Larry. He's just going to share some things with us. And you just speak through him, Holy Spirit. And I just thank you for their lives. Let all the honor be to you, Jesus. Amen.
When Mike asked me to do this, my first response was, no way. I'm not a public speaker. I got my notes. But God, through all the years, has blessed us in many ways. And when he said I had to speak 5 minutes or so, it's like, in 60 plus years, how can you sum up what God has done for you? It's just impossible. So I thought about it, and I remembered the verse that I can do all things through him that strengthens me. So I felt that I could do this. God has normally blessed me with my hands and the ability to do things. It's a gift that I've been given. It's not an education I have, but it's just something the Lord installed upon me or in me. Alice and I have been married for 37 and a half years, and of course it's not been an easy 37 and a half years. We've had problems, but everybody has, so it's just part of life, and we have so many things that God has blessed us for, and so many things that it is so easy to take for granted. Just like having a car, having gas to get here today. I mean, normally we don't think about that as a blessing, but when you look around, it really is a blessing. And it's even a bigger blessing, the fact that we want to be here. There's so many people that don't want to be in church. So, with that being said, as far as blessings in our life, I wanted to highlight on maybe just a couple blessings that the Lord has used us or our family for His glory. We took a mission trip, my oldest daughter and I, to Haiti. She went 2 years, I went 3 years. Our goal in Haiti was to build a church and a school, which was one and the same. They used it on weekends for church, and it was used for school. It was in a rural area in the southern part of Haiti, basically up the riverbed from Jacmel. Our primary goal there was to encourage the people and to support them financially because they're very poor there. They really have nothing. Although they have nothing, we learned a lot from them because as little as they have, they wanted to share and give to us. And it was just incredible to see their hearts for the Lord, compared to in the U.S., how we are so different. We physically helped them, and we were an encouragement. We also held church services in the evening because in a rural area where we were, they don't have ministers come in. So that was part of our trip to serve as doing ministry. And we also laid hands on. We saw people healed right there in front of us. Sometimes a couple days later, there was healing from the people we prayed for. But it was just awesome to see the Lord work through us. And of course, we didn't have that power, so we knew it was from God, and we knew that He was indeed working through us. My wife and I took a mission trip to Israel. We went there in 2003. Of course, after we get there, the U.S. declared war on Iraq. So we were the only American group in Israel at that time. All the tourist attractions and so forth, there was absolutely nobody there. A lot of them were closed up and were open special just for us. But the way the Lord used us there was we ran into a lot of people that asked us why we were there. Weren't we afraid? And our response was the same. No, we were sent here by the Lord. The Lord is protecting us, so we really don't have any fear. I will admit that when we traveled around in the buses, the state of Israel required us to carry gas masks along with us just in case they were bombed. But it was quite an adventure. We went into families' homes that normally you wouldn't be allowed to. And we ministered with them, prayed with them. Some of them fed us. We stayed in a kibbutz by the Sea of Galilee. And overnight, we could hear the bombers flying in and bombing Iraq. Now, they said that we couldn't hear it, but I could. I don't know if it was supernatural, but I do know what the bombing sounds like. And in the distance, you could actually hear like the rumble. So we were close, but we had no fear, none of us, because the Lord was with us. While we were there, we had some blessings. We were baptized in the Jordan River. And there was just a lot of other things, which I couldn't even begin to get into, that the Lord blessed us and blessed the people more so, I think, than us, because we were there and we were there to support them. So we have to trust in the Lord with your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, which is Proverbs 3:5. I was injured on the job years later after we come home. I lost motion and strength in my right arm and had a partial tear of the rotator cuff. My arm, basically, I got my nerves stretched and I couldn't put my hand up. Basically, from my elbow to my hand worked, but my biceps and so forth didn't work. Over the next year, with physical therapy and so forth, I was able to get full range of motion, and I was able to get a little bit of strength in my arm, but I don't have the strength I used to. It was a very trying time for me, because we become so accustomed to being able to do things, and to have to depend on someone else to do stuff, or not being able what you were able to do all your life, is a very humbling experience. But through it all, the Lord blessed me. I now have full range of motion. I'm able to do some things. And the Lord also blessed me with early retirement. So I didn't kind of look at early retirement as a blessing, but as I look back, it definitely was a blessing. And the most recent major thing that the Lord has really blessed us was Alice's eye surgery. She had cataract surgery. Before she had her cataract surgery, she was very worried and concerned because she only has one good eye. She talked to different people that had cataract surgery, and, oh, yeah, it's a piece of cake, you know, no problem. Well, as Lord would have it, that wasn't that way for her. Her first surgery was kind of a nightmare. She was concerned. She went into it, and after the first surgery, she apologized to the doctor for her behavior. We come to find out that the drug she had was given for the surgery reacted the opposite way in her. In fact, it took three people to hold her down to do the surgery. So the second time, she was prayed over, things went well, and we were at the doctor's office on Friday, and after her consultation with the doctor told her that the surgery was excellent. Alice has been wearing glasses since she was 5 years old, but the doctor told her her one eye is now good enough that she can legally drive without glasses. So the Lord has really blessed us and taken care of us, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, and for those who are called according to their purpose. Romans 8:28.
Let's give the Lord a hand. We serve a good God. Thank you, Larry. You did give honor and praise to the Lord. He is so good to us, isn't he? In the big things and the little things and everything in between, we serve a God who really does care about us completely, knows us completely, and still loves us completely. That's the amazing thing. I said, he knows all about me, yet still loves me. So, it's a brand new week ahead of us. There's lots of people that don't know this wonderful Lord and Savior we serve, who really need to know him. Whether you're in school, whether you're at work, in your neighborhood, wherever you're at, look for opportunities to just share about how good God is and has been to you in your life, in my life, that we can share that with others. So let's pray as we go. Father, we thank you for this time with you. You're so good. Thank you for the testimony of Larry and Alice and for your faithfulness to them, Lord, in so many ways. And we say amen because we all have seen you work in our lives, Lord, and thank you for your goodness. Father, we pray now as we leave this place that we would be your ambassadors to a lost and hurting world, that others may come to know you and know our wonderful Savior, Jesus. We pray these things in his name. Amen. Have a great week.